this is Morning Show. Here are your hosts, Kyle and Kenny.
Is your good
smoking
side
mirrors?
Is your good side the side that I see right now, or is it your other side? Because this right here, this is my good side.
Oh man, I think my right side is my good side.
For me, it's all about the hair.
But
part.
That's delusion. No. I think my right side is delusion, and my left side is truth.
Are we? Okay, that sounds like the makings of a. Like semi-burlesque face painted Las Vegas show.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna, let's see, do I send it in Slack
or where
do I
Broadway
where,
piece
where do
show.
I send it now? Yeah, kind of off Broadway. I guess I can send it in Slack. Here we go.
Go in Slack, it's fine.
Products. So
this is the Google Home looking one.
This is basically Google Home, but with a hole that goes into forever that you stick your head in and you fall asleep.
you wear the home, you put it on your face.
Right.
You are now a home.
It's a snorkel. It's kind of like a sleep snorkel, but it just makes you fall asleep.
It's a sleep apnea mask.
Yes. Yeah. But you put your head in it and you have to just sit there. And try not to smash your head on the corner of that really sharp wooden desk thing.
Right.
Nightstand. Now, the reason I woke up mostly, so this is all roundabout. I have this thing and it wakes me up when I've moved around a little bit more. Or I'm slightly awake. It's what it's supposed to guess. So sometime between 4:45 and 5:15, it's supposed to wake me up in that time. When it's most optimal, and I'm not supposed to be that tired anymore.
Unless you stopped breathing and you're dead because you're not moving.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it does have a heart rate monitor.
My gosh. Do you like strap into the bed at this point?
So what it does have
is monitoring your.
It has this little USB plug thing that it's a small. Can you see? You're looking at me, right?
I'm looking at you. Okay, yes, we have a video today.
It's a small, like...
That's not small. You're holding your hands out like you're holding a beach ball.
Okay. A Subway sandwich. Like the big, fluffy bread Subway sandwiches. You know, not foot-long. Bigger.
In the commercial.
Think bigger. Yeah. So, pull it back
definitely
here.
Not real.
Right.
But
no, it's real. You can get... Come on.
No. You can't get bread like that.
Yes, you can. Have you never...
Like in the commercial?
Yes. Those are real sandwiches. Those are absolutely real sandwiches.
But Kyle, when you go there and you're like, I want the 350 6-inch daily special, they'll go, good, we'll give you the crap bread.
Italian herbs. Ugh. Italian herbs and cheese is not crap bread. Don't you dare.
I didn't say that was crap bread.
Don't you dare.
By taste. By look, though, it is smushed to all smushiness.
Well, reportedly, 50% of the ingredients that go into those loaves of bread are also used in yoga mats. So I can understand the disdain, potentially, for said loaves.
No wonder people like yoga so much. They're just eating Subway.
Why does this
downward-facing BMT
dog feel so much like an Italian herbs and cheese
that's great.
Chicken teriyaki? Mm.
Can I reveal a secret here?
Yeah.
I just watched you do that. Definitely not the downward-facing dog move that you did.
Uh-huh. Can you describe exactly what I did?
You did like a lunge where you looked upward. Uh-huh. That's like the upward-facing idiot.
Well done. Upward-facing idiot. Go ahead and write that one down for today.
All right, for sure.
So this thing tries to wake me up with this sandwich loaf sized sensor.
Wait. I don't want you to go further because I love the fact that the thing might try to wake you up with a Subway sandwich.
Wake up. I'm just going to slap you with a huge
piece of $5 foot long. It's 5:15 a.m.
Mm-hmm. 5 a.m. foot long.
Mm. 5 a.m. There we go. That's another one.
I don't even know where to go after this.
Okay, what's the thing that you're holding up?
So I'm making. Can we get past this part, please? Please.
Yes. Okay. Yes. We're both kind of framing our heads between our hands.
Large hands. So it's a sensor. It goes underneath the mattress. The mattress. And
Wait, this is the heart rate sensor?
Yes. And as I roll into the bed, it tracks my body weight, like how much I'm pressing onto it and whether or not I'm asleep, awake, what my heart rate is.
Hey, fatty, get off.
But it doesn't yell at me. There's no there is no encouragement for the sleeping time. There should be. They do have a little white noise machine built into it, which is nice. I like it a whole lot because I can tie it now to another life-changing decision I've made, which is to get onto Spotify.
Whoa. Yeah. Wait a second. What happened to Google Play, Kyle?
So Google Play Music is great. I like it, especially their quote-unquote intelligence-driven playlists and suggestion engine based around where I am, what I'm doing, what time of day it is. I've always kind of liked that. I don't take advantage of it very much, but right. I do like the pull up Android Auto and it says, here's some music for driving. Most of the time, I don't want to use my data plan. So that's sort of a non-starter. But overall, I like what it does. And I like the fact that it does also give me YouTube Red for free while on their regular music plan now.
Oh, gross.
I had to. It was all gurgling up. The lower my voice got, the more
it pushed up my esophagus.
Yes. So here I am. Here I am now, wanting to use a gift that was given to me by a friend of ours, a new tiny little Amazon Echo Dot.
Oh, okay.
So now we have the Echo XL and the Echo Dot.
It's not the Echo XL.
It's pretty much, yeah, it's tall.
It's like Echo OG, though.
It's okay. If you're thinking of like Starbucks sizes, it would be the Venti or the Trenta. I mean, it's one of those two. Yeah. It's the largest one because the middle one is going to be the Grande, and that's kind of the portable tap battery, whatever one. And then the tall or the one where you can, it's just like the little shot glass size, the one that you can only fit like two.
Tall.
Smaller than that. They actually have a smaller cup than that.
Oh, right. Yeah.
The little mini Frappuccinos, which look like your hand is gigantic. And the actual cup itself has been shrunk by a shrinking machine.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of the opposite of what happens to that Subway sandwich.
Take 200 of those, please.
Yeah. Do they have little trays? They pop open. They pop open like an egg carton, and they just stick 12. Can I get a dozen of the mini Frappuccinos?
Yes.
Why is that not a thing? Stack them like
bring
macaroons.
Your own egg carton too.
Yeah, I like that. So I'm on Spotify now. And
why the switch?
Why the switch? Mostly because it works with Amazon Echo. That's sort of punto uno. So I can listen in multiple rooms on other speakers with both the Amazon Echo and with Chromecast. That seems to be, I believe, working okay. I have not tried it on Chromecast yet, but I assume it works according to Spotify's own website. Also, because I have a boatload of playlists that I have built up upon the years. It's what we started with to play music during our live shows earlier. And so I have the entirety of the ye olde transmission playlist working in there.
I still use that, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
I use that at work.
The playlist itself.
We have a, yeah, we have special events where we need break music or background music. I'm like, hey, everybody, instead of playing, you know, garbage pop music or whatever in the background, let's play some funk. And it goes over super well. Everyone loves it.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the one guy who says it's jazz. And I'm like, I slap him in the head. I go, it's not jazz.
There might be a twinge of jazz every now and then. It is definitely informed by jazz, but it is not in itself.
It is not jazz.
No. The majority.
It's clearly funk.
Yes.
That's fine. That's fine if it can be influenced by jazz. That's fine. It has a little bit of touches.
It's
clearly jazz.
You could go on the soul, maybe. Soul, a little rhythm and blues, perhaps. It's all kind of all on that train. Coming,
but if you're listening to it back to back to back to back with all these other songs shuffling, it's all funk.
Sure.
So shut the funk up.
Took me a little while to find that one.
Uh-huh.
So I've got some news stories that I wanted to cover here with you. And cool. I also need to
Chloe. Intro the news stories, Kyle. I don't think that's the way to do it.
That's exactly the way to do it. I don't have it. Oh, you want me to
Wow.
You want me to play the actual introduction to the news?
Sure, that'd be great.
Okay.
Except right before you do, all the Amazon, like the Amazon Echo, the Amazon Tap, those are all like discounted today.
They have been discounted for the last week and a half back to the Black Friday prices. So I did I did indeed pick up Uno Mas for the other room.
Cool.
Yeah. Are we ready?
All right, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
These are today's headlines.
All right. I was muted there. You saw my mouth moving, but you didn't hear it. I've got a couple of news stories here for us. These, gonna try something new for the headlines. I'm going to just give you the headline and then we'll go from there. I don't want to have to read a whole bunch of stuff about it. Are we ready?
Do it.
Twitch, Kenny, now permits streamers to broadcast non-gaming vlog style content.
About time.
Yes, they in fact introduced a like game like eating category back in the summer, I believe, where you could just start up a Twitch stream and eat things. I don't know if there actually needed to be a gaming component to it or if it was
Twitch,
just like
pizza
a
channel.
Yeah, you just watch people eat pizza all the time. I don't know. I forget what the name is of where they do that in Korea, and I can't remember. It'll come back to me eventually. But I guess we would have the opportunity now to stream this show if we felt like it. Not that anybody would tune in at, you know, 3:30 in the morning.
I know. That's what time it is right now, everybody.
Pretty much.
Kyle woke up at 5 a.m., but it's 3:30 right now.
That's right.
How are we doing
going
it?
Going back in time. Google Home.
So before you move on from the Twitch.
All right, because you didn't seem like you had anything useful to add.
No, I was just going to add that. I listened to a podcast where they wanted to stream video on Twitch and had to keep referencing that they were like, no, we're talking about video games. Don't worry. We're talking about video games. And it became like a running joke on the show.
Sure. Okay.
Like, don't worry. We're talking video games. We're cool here on Twitch because video games.
Well,
and they would just say the term video games and be okay.
Uh-huh, video James. Yeah,
Right.
I don't know why you wouldn't in that case just go use a YouTube or something or
I think they eventually did switch.
Mm-hmm. But Twitch was sort of the go-to.
They'll be back. Well, yeah, it's great now. Amazon's doing a lot of good things with it, I think. I mean, I know that Amazon's not directly running it, but I think they're giving them a little more leeway. Like, hey, Twitch, go do your own thing. Like, figure it out. Don't try to hold yourself to one big thing and just be able to do whatever you want. And
just do whatever you want. It's cool. It's fine. I don't really care if you make money. It's cool. People are still buying things from us.
I guess because Amazon's just overflowing with money.
Yeah. They actually, in the Prime boxes now, they just put a stack of cash.
The
outside. So where it used to be Prime tape, it's now just dollar bills, you know, strapped to the back of tape. And then they put that on the outside.
And people just cut right through it because they think, it's not money.
Right. And then they start using quarters as packing tape, packing peanuts. On the inside.
Instead of bags of air, you get bags of money.
Of coins. Actual literal bags of coins from the bank. Google Home. Yeah, let's move on. Google Home launches support. That's right. For WebMD, Quora, Domino's, and, quote, dozens more, according to VentureBeat.
Quote, dozens more means Netflix.
So you can now say things like, hey, Goggles, play Breaking Bad on Netflix on my TV.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what you would say.
And then it goes straight onto the microwave where you can then watch it.
Where you cook.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
The meth.
So which one are you most excited for? I would assume pizza-related Domino's, but I don't know.
So, Domino's is all right. As pizza chains go, Domino's has a lot of things going for it.
Okay.
Besides their gross cheese. Mm. I think their crust is all right. So I think they're...
How could the cheese at Domino's differ from any of the other cheese on the pizza planet?
I don't know. I've had weird experiences with Domino's cheese for some reason.
If you're listening, give me a free pizza.
Why would you even want a free one at that point? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, now let me give you the rub here.
I don't really know. Please, gosh darn it.
You rub the cheese.
No. Don't give me the rub.
There's one singular Domino's for the entire city of Modesto, California.
I think you mean
a city of over 200,000 people. There's one Domino's.
Domino.
And
Domino.
Right. There's one Domino. It's a 1-1 Domino. Mm-hmm. And it exists on the opposite side of town from where I am. They do not even deliver to my side of town. So Domino's for me has been out for a while.
I still don't see that as a problem because you don't like the cheese for some reason. By the way, you can get pizza without cheese. Just saying.
That's true. That's true. I could totally do that.
And now you could order it from your Google Home. Just place your Google Home somewhere on the 99 freeway, past Series, and just sort of in the area where you might be able to reach said Domino.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now I would love to have a Domino's party where we eat Domino's and we play Domino's.
Yeah. What if you play Domino's with Domino's pizza and each pizza
with a pepperoni?
Yes. So each pizza, you slice it down the middle. One side has mozzarella and one side has cheddar. So you know which side is which. And then you put the pepperoni onto the pizza to designate which number it is.
Why do you have to know which side is which?
So that it matches the Domino's logo.
Oh, I see.
Duh.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Numbers. Can we please do that? An entire pizza-based Domino's board. Oh,
yes.
My goodness. And you play it by drone, obviously. You take the Amazon drone and you got to drop. What happens to the boneyard? The boneyard is literally just crust.
It's a literal boneyard.
It's our bones
at that point.
It's our finished pizza bones in a yard after we have finished the game.
Pizza bones.
This is really good. I like this a lot. Speaking of pizza, got a new story for you. Here's a cheeseburger baked inside of a pizza. And I need to just copy this and send it to
give
you.
Give me that picture.
How can I send this? That's perfect. So this is,
that's a cheeseburger pizza pocket.
That's right. 2000 calories per slice. There looks like there's cheese and bacon and then cheese on the outside. It's almost like a calzone with toppings on the outside of the calzone instead of the inside. I do have to say there is ketchup, pickles, and mustard on the inside of this pizza.
Which is incorrect.
Doesn't look...
I think...
This looks fake. This does not even look real.
It's the cheeseburger pizza hoax, Kyle. We've been had by fake news.
Fake news. Well, I'm glad Facebook is doing something about the cheeseburger baked inside of a pizza slice.
Goodness.
Really glad.
I don't think that's actually going to help.
I don't care. Hey, here's a story about simple software that turns any 3D printed model into a playable instrument. I will also paste this into
anything.
You know what I need to do before this show starts is send you the links that I'm actually looking at. That would probably help.
That's okay. This is all right, too.
So right now, the image that I sent you, a man is blowing into the butt of a small rabbit.
As you do.
The animal. I don't know a whole lot about this. However, I guess you can 3D print any looking thing and then have it whistle for you.
Well, whatever size it is. Or whatever chamber you build into the middle of the 3D product,
right? Is what
instead
decides,
of it being solid,
you just
make it so that there's a cavity inside of it,
oh boy.
And you put two holes,
proceed to blow.
You blow on one like a whistle, yep. And then however the air goes through the chamber, it comes out the other side like an instrument, I suppose.
Yeah, it makes a noise.
He's playing this like an ocarina, you know, like from Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time.
Right. The Rabbit of Time.
The Rabbit of Time. I got my wife an ocarina last Christmas or the Christmas before.
Okay.
And it's like a ceramic deal, but
what?
It would have been awesome if it was a 3D printed one that looked exactly like the one from the game. That would have been great.
Does it plug into the machine or do you actually play it? Like, does it plug into the Nintendo 64, the ocarina?
No. Oh, that would have been awesome.
It doesn't have
an ocarina controller.
Yeah, it doesn't have a little cable. Just like C1, C2.
Exactly. It has the C directional buttons on it. No, that would have been cool. But no, it's a ceramic instrument. It's a real... She could be Link at that point.
Okay, so let's come up with a couple of shapes here that... you might want to blow into. I'm gonna say the first one, pizza slice.
That's a good one.
You could,
but 3D printed pizza slice.
Yeah, you would blow into the front. The front would be one sound, one resonant sound, where you take a bite.
The point.
Yeah, and then one actually in a stuffed crust area. So you could flip it around. You know those commercials where the Pizza Hut people would say, "I'm not gonna eat it like a triangle. I'm gonna flip it around and do the crust first." Be like that.
Those people are monsters.
Well, I was those people.
Yeah, but that means that you have to eat the rest of it without a handle. The crust is the handle of the pizza slice. No,
after that, you just fold it, and then you go to town like you just
sandwich. Crumple it up like a piece of paper. And you just mush it
right
in your mouth
right into the yaw. Yep. What about you? What do you think?
I would make a similar to how this guy's blown into the butt of a rabbit. I'd make a T-Rex.
Ooh.
And I'm blowing into the tail. And it comes out of his mouth.
Out of the mouth. That's a great idea.
And then I would put holes on his stomach.
No.
Where I could adjust the nose.
The arms. If you move the arms down, up and down.
Oh, then that changes. Those are the articulation points.
Yeah.
It changes the pitch and whatever.
Yes. Let's do that. It's a very high-pitched dinosaur. I don't know how you feel about that dinosaur. Okay, there you go. That's the worst flute I've ever heard.
I'm just spitting into the flute.
Right, exactly. It's actually not a dinosaur. You're just spitting. That's okay. It's an invisible dinosaur. That's really good. But I was thinking that I would print an exact 3D replica of the
replica.
A replica. I said replica.
Oh, I heard Slack made it sound like you said replica.
Yo, I'm Kyle, and I'm here to say I would make a 3D print of the Green Ranger's flute. A direct, a complete
How do you remember? Wait, we have to find
how
Kyle, we have to find that on YouTube.
The heck, do you remember that at all? I'm Green thoroughly Ranger surprised.
Flute. Oh, I would play that relentlessly. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Well, there was, I do have to say, there was an electronic product that allowed you to put some batteries on the inside and it would just play music just like this.
Yeah, and look like the one that you have here.
I need Dragonzord power!
Okay, I am totally, totally into that.
That's how you do.
That was awful. Flute Callings is what that one was called. Let's go ahead and cancel that autoplay because I don't need any more of that.
Okay, good idea. Coffee went down my throat, and I think there were grounds in it. But it's Keurig, so there aren't any grounds in it.
Oh, no, you can totally get grounds if you put too much water in there and it overflows into the cup. It's not a great filter through a Keurig, I've got to say. It's not a paper filter. You're not going to get a nice, clean cup. I haven't had any
problems.
I think what I need to do over the break is introduce you to AeroPress, as most podcasters do. Get you to... Yeah, no? Okay. All right. All right. How about I introduce you to something else? A news story here. Soylent, Kenny, hopes, quote, according to Gizmodo, Soylent hopes its new formula won't give you uncontrollable diarrhea.
Too late.
The headline even did that to me right now.
Yeah.
So they've got
I want to pick a bone with this title, actually.
Okay.
Because I'm sure they have quotes around uncontrollable diarrhea, right? Okay. Which means that that is referenced somewhere in the Soylent problem. And which means that somebody is claiming that they have zero control of the diarrhea that is spewing out of their butt.
That's true. Okay. I can see where this is going to go now.
Like,
is there any instance?
You have zero bodily control of when it's going to happen.
Is there any instance?
And that is terrifying.
Yeah, yeah. Is there any instance where you do have control over it? I feel like
you have a moderate amount of control over
a modicum of control.
You have a modicum of diuretic control. Because
I'm not going to write that one down. I'm absolutely not going to write that one down. We're going to get banned from iTunes for that title.
Because if it hits, okay, so imagine, I'm going to put it hypothetical right now because I don't definitely have diarrhea right now. Sorry, everybody, but this is the diarrhea portion of the show. So I'm sitting here, we're talking on the show, I'm taking a couple sips of coffee, you know, we're listening to the Dragonzord flute, and then all of a sudden it just hits like a ton of bricks, falling from the top of my head down to my butt. And that, and it, you know, everyone knows the feeling of, oh no, like, oh,
no.
But here's the thing.
No.
Yeah.
No.
If I had control, as you do, I could say, I think I have to go to the bathroom. And you have that 15, 20 seconds you need to take from my chair to the bathroom. That I can do. If it were uncontrollable, it would go like this.
What?
Oh, it would go like, oh, that's a cool dragon flute. Uh-oh, I think there's diarrhea leaking out of my butt all over my chair.
Grubby chili fingers, yeah.
It's uncontrollable. What could I possibly have done? Oh, that's right. I had Soylent for breakfast.
For every meal. I had Soylent for every meal, and I thought that was a great idea.
For the
idea.
Past 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's just backed up.
Oh.
Bleh. So, good luck, people who are willing to try this. I am 1,000% not on board with replacing my meals with Soylent. Only if I had to.
I would try it. I'm still claiming I would try Soylent, not as a meal replacement, as a, I wonder what that actually tastes like, well, kind of thing.
And this headline here says Soylent hopes, not Soylent knows, or Soylent has confirmed, or Soylent is ready to let you know that everything's totes fine. No. It is Soylent hopes.
Right.
And I am not okay with the word hope and diarrhea being in the same sentence.
Agreed.
Speaking of diarrhea, Kenny, Apple's AirPods are set to be available in retail stores starting Monday morning.
Is that a rumor or is that true?
According to MacRumors.com, 17 hours ago, Apple will begin selling AirPods in its retail stores starting Monday, December 19th, according to a retail source that shares the news with MacRumors, period.
Okay. Now, do you see people lining up for this?
Lining up?
For AirPods?
Well, yeah. There will be the few folks who go out to probably a warmer California-like Santa Monica setting and wait outside for the Apple store that opens at like 10 a.m. over there. They'll wait outside. Of course they will.
Yeah.
Just because it's what they do every time. But in actuality, I doubt there will be anyone who is clamoring for these AirPods enough to stay an extra night. It's morning of, sure. It's like getting into Moscone Center. Not the night.
Even though it's holiday time.
Nah.
Mm-mm. And these kids want these for, because instead of having those big Beats headphones on their head, like we have our headphones right now over the ear, they want the tiny little AirPods.
I would say if you were actually interested in getting these as soon as possible, you've ordered them already, if that's possible.
That's true. I guess that's true. If you're just learning about the availability of AirPods now and you're thinking, oh, I should totally go line up. No, they're not for you, buddy.
Is this something that you would spend your hard-earned dollars on?
No, I can't. I really can't.
I understand. Yeah, I get exactly. that. I get that.
Kyle, I have uncontrollable diarrhea. There's no way I could wait outside for that long.
Spending on Apple products. And it's not unlike the inability to control one's sphincter. Yes.
Right. It's just diarrhea of the money to Apple.
This is getting really weird.
Okay. I wouldn't get it because I like good quality audio. And from my experience with the AirPods that came with the older iPhones, I guess they come with the newer ones too, but that shape, I don't necessarily like that shape in my ears. Mm-hmm. My ears don't hold on to that shape very well. So if I had it without a cable, I would trust it 0%. If they were just sitting in my ears, and as much as people say, no, they actually, like, you can move around with them. That's okay. Great. But if, for one, they're not offering very good audio quality, and number two, if they don't fit my ear, and I already know because I've worn the ear pods already that they came with my phone.
Sure.
I've worn them.
The new ones, right?
I have experience with that shape, and I know they don't fit my ear. They've lost a customer right off the bat, right, like that.
Well, you and I share some genes, at least a little bit.
Yeah, you know, we're like 32, 34.
Just about, yeah. Brethren, in fact.
Around there.
I've had similar issues, probably not to the extent of it doesn't stay in my ear.
It's not that I put it in and then my ear shoots it out.
Get it out of here. I don't need that. No,
what I'm saying is the ear pod, it'll remain in my ear for about 10 minutes and then it starts getting uncomfortable.
Does it hurt? Yeah, I've got that same issue. There's
to where it's like I need to keep adjusting it in my ear.
Yes. Yeah.
To remain in a comfortable spot.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's absolutely not okay.
Well,
for a product that I'm spending. How much are these AirPods now?
Not sure, but you can replace
50.
You can replace the one that you lost, I believe, for $70. So when you
okay, so I'm
when you jostle
double that then.
When you jostle your head around, you'll just have to pay $70 again to get the one you lost, unless you lost both, and then you buy both again.
Well, so you're saying every time they fall out of your ear, $70 right there.
Yeah, don't pick it up. 5 second rule, leave it on the ground.
Oh,
it's like a sandwich. It's a big sandwich under your bed.
No.
One thing you could do with the AirPods is put a little gum on the inside and then stick it in there. It's a little tiny stick of Trident.
Is it chewed gum or is it unchewed gum?
It has to be chewed. If you want it to be,
there we go.
If you want it to be useful, it's got to be chewed. It goes right on the earpiece.
Gross.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna kind of switch the subject a little bit.
Okay.
And I don't know if I've talked about it on the show, but Kyle, but I want the Pixel.
You have probably not mentioned it on the program that much.
I want the Pixel.
Yeah. Yeah. Do ya? You want to jump my team over here?
I want to jump over to the Android. I have an Apple. Well, it's not on my wrist. I showed you my wrist and it's not there, but I have, you can see the tan though.
I was gonna say, what happened? What?
No, it's on the charger. But I have an Apple Watch that I purchased a few months ago.
You sound sad right now. I don't even, okay?
You know, it's like if I switch to Pixel, I'm losing that product that I spent nearly $300 on.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yes.
A few months after I bought it.
Uh-huh.
And so I need to find a way, like a perfect way for someone else to adopt my watch, you know,
giving it in exchange for monies, potentially
in exchange for monies or just seeing it go to a happy place, you know, seeing it go to use somewhere else.
Take it to the boneyard.
Honestly, I wouldn't be too heartbroken if I was able to offload it to somebody who would actually put it to good use, because the only exercise that I get is when I wear it playing Rock Band drums.
Which is fair. I think that's okay. Do you use it to look at messages? Would you want to replace it, let's say, with its Android counterpart?
I could do without.
Really?
I like having a watch. I like having that there. But if I don't find myself using it that regularly, and I can kind of piece the information I get from it, I can piece that out of my life a little bit and remove that to looking at my phone more. Because that's what it does. It removes the phone out of it takes the phone out of your hand and puts it on your wrist. I have my weather, I have notifications come to it, but that I was doing all of that with my phone before I had the Pebble, even
just strapped to your wrist, just a little bit of tape, another little bit of tape with some dollar bills on the back.
I could go back to the Pebble Time, which I think will last me through 2017.
That is a whole other issue that I don't really want to bring up.
I don't either. Or I could just jump onto whatever. What watch do you use?
Withings. I've got Withings. Hey, welcome back to the show where we talk about my connected Withings products and compare them to food products from Subway.
And it's an analog watch, correct?
It is. Yes, it lasts for about 6 to 8 months on a single watch-sized battery. It syncs daily. And it also tracks sleep and doesn't display messages. Now, they have introduced a product that does both message display, incoming calls, etc., and heart rate tracking. But I'm not...
That's way more bulky, though, probably.
It's probably thicker. I'm just not interested. I've completely slimmed down the integration of technology onto my body, from fitness trackers and reading messages and all that kind of stuff. Just
now
making it simple.
I've been reading recently about the rise and fall of the wearable, mm-hmm. and how the wearable really right now, wearables are about fitness tracking. The watch functions and the phone functions that you get from it seem to be just an extra bit that people care about. They want the fitness tracking. They want the heart rate monitor, all the stuff that you get with your current wearable. But the message integration seems to be a little more removed and not the future of wearables. Future of wearables is, like I just said, is the fitness tracking.
Right. Because they do realize that not everyone wants to sit there and dilly dally on their wrist and interact right. with it a whole bunch and stuff. It's about, did I just get a message? Yes. Is that something that is going to require me to grab my phone out of my pocket? Yes, no. And that's the only decision tree. It is not a, mm-hmm. I'm going to tap reply and I'm going to talk into my watch while I'm on the train. Or that does not seem to be the actual real world scenarios that I see the watch being used in.
Right. And I also feel kind of bad that I don't necessarily use my watch for fitness tracking because I don't do any fitness.
Well, that seems to be the other problem. It's sort of the
if eating pizza was a sport, then yes, I could totally use it according to its full potential.
According to Twitch, yes, you could live stream that.
Perfect. But if I'm not using it to track my runs, you know, with the diarrhea.
Oh no. Tracking the runs.
Go ahead.
That is the theme of the show today. Or like how the new series 2 is all about tracking your swimming and stuff like that. I don't find a use for the fitness tracker. I don't care.
The problem there is not the fitness tracker, it's you.
Oh yeah, of course.
But I invested
in a product according to a lot of sources, its main function is to fitness track.
Sure.
I'm not using it for that function.
But do you feel
so? I'm either hobbling myself or I'm hobbling the product.
Yeah, boy. I would.
Or both.
Yeah, both. It's probably both at that point. It's sort of the New Year's resolutionification of your wrist and of technology and thinking that buying this $350 product is going to improve your life to the extent that you'll move around more and your health will improve potentially. And when it doesn't, you perceive it as a failure of the product rather than a failure of your own self motivation and problems as a person, as a human being.
Right. Well,
you're kind of the only person I could ever say that to, by the way. Just making that fully clear.
Utter truth.
Yeah. Just saying.
Now, let me put a little bit of claim on this. The watch has trained me to move around more, to stand more, not sit down stoically as much. And it's become a little more habitual to move around during the day so that my watch tells me that I reached a goal. That whole reward process mm-hmm, mm-hmm. has worked for me.
That dopamine hit.
Yes. However, I am now trained. I don't even have to look at my watch to know, oh, it's 10 before the, it's 8:50. 10 before the hour.
Yep.
I haven't stood this hour. I better stand up.
And do you stand up or do you just ignore it now?
Oh, I stand up. Well,
do you though?
Yes, I
do. You though?
If it tells me that I haven't stood up in an hour, I consciously think, well, maybe I should.
But before
I was ignoring it, like completely. I was ignoring it. But now it's probably like a 70-30. I'll go, you know, I really should stand up. Whereas before it was a 0-100. Not going to stand up.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right.
So it has pushed me into the more productive, into the more health conscious realm of standing. That's really as fitnessy as I get. Standing up.
Yeah, I'm a professional stander.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have a standing desk at work.
Okay.
And for some reason, the watch doesn't know that I'm standing.
Because you haven't moved.
Because I just stand.
It's not going to utilize the altimeter and the barometer in there to know that you've changed from 2.5 feet off the ground to 3.5 feet off the ground.
Right. I have to move around.
You've got to get your wiggles out. You got to move around a little bit. Yeah.
I mean, that's fine.
Okay. All right. So you're saying
that's fine.
You're saying it has helped a little.
It has. It's pushed me. It's trained me to recognize the points when I'm not. Yeah, train. There you go. It's trained me to not or to recognize the times when I'm not being active and then to act on them.
Okay.
Right.
So
I don't necessarily need the watch to tell me that now because now it's in my brain.
Okay.
And I have that all memorized. Mm-hmm. I have the times memorized.
You don't have time memorized. That is totally not how a watch works. You can't see every number and know what time it is.
No, I
remember. I remember. It's 8:47. Right now. Just right. I don't have a watch. It doesn't matter. I just know what time it is.
And I've been able to kind of feel out how much do I move during a day to reach my move goal. And I can kind of replicate that without trying now.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
do you think you would then fall into the trap of your 0-100, standing, not standing realm if you did not have the watch product on your wrist now? Or
I don't know.
Do you just feel like you're in the rhythm enough to where you got rid of it. You grab the Pixel and you're ready to go.
So I got the watch around the time that I started my new job. And for the past, August, 4 months, mm-hmm. I've kind of been in this rhythm with the watch and going to work. And, you know, I've started a rhythm, like you said, I started habits and stuff. And I don't see that ending. I don't see myself... It's on like the weekends when I don't have work and I don't have that rhythm that the watch is like, whoa, hold on, buddy. You've been watching Netflix for 3 hours straight.
You haven't moved stand at up. All.
Yeah. And those are the times I think, oh, I don't really need to because I've spent all week doing all that stuff. I just need a day off from the watch. that's how it feels at this point.
Need a vacation from your wrist.
Yeah. And sometimes when I'm not wearing the watch, like right now, I'm not wearing it. I feel a little guilty because I'm thinking I'm getting zero tracking and I don't like that. I don't like that. I feel guilty for not tracking the stuff that I should be getting points
for hand talking to me.
Yeah. I'm hand talking to you.
Pretty much. Tons of you don't deserve points for that. Stop it. You don't deserve any points at all.
But
I get it.
I'm not talking about right now. I'm talking about in the mornings when I'm not on my rhythm.
When you jump onto the treadmill and run for 3 miles. Yeah, I mean, I hate when I don't track that too. My watch just doesn't know any different. It doesn't. It's just sitting there right on the charger.
But that's been that relation that I've put into the wearable of, well, if nobody knows that I'm doing it, am I really doing it? Am I really getting exercise if my friends don't see that I completed a workout? That's Kyle. That is the thing that Apple Watch has done is that they've made it so that you are accountable for all the exercise that you get. Oy. And when you don't do exercise, you feel guilty.
Mm-hmm. So
I don't like that sort of control is put on top of me without me even thinking about it. Mm-hmm. I'm only coming to that realization as we're talking right now.
Ah! I'm going to save that.
Bobby.
Got it. That's me saving. That sound, that sound I that, saw
you.
That sound
you were doing just... zero on your side. You were just making noises.
Ah, wow. Whoop. Yep. Mm-hmm. So
are you R2-D2 of morning show?
Oh, we will get there. We'll get there. So you want to get rid of the guilt. Apple equals guilt. I get it. I completely understand. I'll say don't spend money on another device right now. Although the brand new shiny Pixel looks great. Wonderful. Wonderful photos. You can't get
the
it
Pixel
right
now. Pixel XL is sold out.
So don't even think about it. Get it. Get that.
Well, I don't think. I don't want.
Get that out of your brain.
January.
January
even. At the earliest.
Don't
though.
Even.
That's what I'm saying.
Nah. Don't even think about it. Give rid of that watch. Don't wear it for a week. See how you feel.
See how I feel. That's a good idea.
You'll come back.
There's a big white mark on my wrist.
That's right. At least get a tan. Go get that tanned up. That's really the reason why I'm telling you not to wear this anymore.
Cough. Where's my cough button?
You don't have one. It's away from. He's still coughing. You all right? You okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Boy,
I was choking on my words.
I'm not going to choke on this. This might help clear it up. I'm gonna actually, that was the worst way to get into a sponsor break. Hey, Kenny,
weird.
I want to tell you about our friends over at FeedPress because I didn't last time. Hey, FeedPress is made for bloggers and podcasters. I've told you that before, and now you know even deeper. It's that truth has been even more deeply seated into the annals of your brain. You're a podcaster and a blogger, probably. Well, if you are, this is for you. You need an analytics and hosting platform that provides you with the right tools to make your job easier so you can get back to doing what you do best, which is standing behind this microphone and talking about sandwiches. FeedPress is a delightfully intuitive RSS analytics and podcast hosting platform. FeedPress is, with accurate analytics for RSS feeds and email newsletters. Bloggers and podcasters tap into your RSS subscribers, geolocation, podcast downloads, and link tracking metrics, which come standard with all podcast hosting plans. In a matter of minutes, podcasters can create a feed and publish to iTunes straight away. That's right. You can add your show notes, your artwork, and drag and drop an MP3 file just right into the editor. All for it to just pow, whoop, but whoop, all those sounds, it just goes live. Unfortunately, it has those sounds, which is, I mean, it all comes from me, though you have to be listening to this podcast at the same time. FeedPress itself does not have those sounds, thankfully. I've convinced them not to. Very receptive to feedback. Now, Kenny, every podcast plan comes with 400 megabytes of file storage that's unmetered. That means unlimited downloads of that 400 megabytes. That means we could upload probably what do you think? 6 hour show? We could just make this show six hours. Yeah, let's just do that from now on. 6 hours.
No.
Hosted for free, or included rather, on your FeedPress plan. It's not free. I misspoke. Don't think it's free. You could try a free trial. That's free. Absolutely free. If you go to feed.press/morningshow. Free trial, 14 days. No contracts or commitments. Just try it out. It is actually free during that time. So please, would you try it out? And when you do decide to buy, in the actual money part where you exchange your Apple Watch for FeedPress access, use the promo code MORNINGSHOW during checkout. You'll get 10% off the first year of service that you have with them. A thank you to FeedPress for supporting us and everything over here at Good Stuff. That is it. Now, two more things I want to get to. Boy, oh boy, we're running long. You saw Rogue One last night, and Super Mario Run has been released. Have you played it, the game?
Yep.
What do you think? Okay. Tell me about Rogue One then, because obviously Super Mario Run just sounds like complete and utter garbage. People are complaining about the fact that you've got to put your location into there. I haven't played it. Getting back to this whole Android, iOS thing.
Kyle.
I don't even have it. I don't even have it. I'm not going to play it. Doesn't matter.
Here's a couple things. It has an always on internet connection. So in order to play it, you need to have internet. That's the first kind of bugaboo of, wait a second. Can I just play the game that I paid for, please? Nope. You have to have internet.
Is bugaboo a character everywhere in Super Mario?
There's Bugaboo, there's Bowser's, mm-hmm. Bowser Lite, Bowser Jr.
Bowser Boo.
Mm-hmm. Bowser Boo, blah, 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 Bowser.
Bay.
Baby. Got that? You got that? You got that ready, Kyle? You got that
I'm
ready?
I'm not going to play it.
So.
Shove off.
So that's one. The second one is you are not making the purchase through, or I guess you're not really sharing, like, there's family accounts on iTunes so that you can share purchases, right?
Sure.
You're not really making the purchase through iTunes though, because it's a free game on the App Store. The in-app purchase is actually going through, I think Nintendo, so that only your device can have access to that full $10 level or whatever.
Because you've got to sign in, right?
Right, to a Nintendo account.
Sure. Okay, got it.
Which is also dumb. Number three of why I don't necessarily like it is the art style. Now, they're half good and half bad. I'm going to show you right here.
Okay.
There's a lot of light happening. It's reflecting.
It's fine.
Focus. That's fine.
No.
So the opening screen looks great. Logo looks great. Mario looks great. He does not look like this in the game, but that's fine.
Can you play the loading screen, or why are you telling me about what the loading screen looks like?
Because it's absolutely different than the rest of the game.
Oh, sweet.
So that's what it looks like. Like regular Nintendo. Here, let me turn off the
light. It looks like. No. Mm-mm.
No. Focus. No.
Can you take a screenshot and send that to me real quick? Because I have not seen anything about this game at all. I haven't watched videos. I haven't played it. I feel like we should. Maybe the first reactions to Super Mario Run, because everyone else is doing it.
I'm giving you my first reactions right now.
Okay.
It's in the same design vein as what they introduced with the Wii. So the over bezeled bubbles.
Got it.
The like with this bubble's totally 3D. Can't you tell? No.
There's so much affordance.
It's for kids.
Yeah, it's so much affordance that you just want, like, you want to put your tongue onto the screen and eat it.
The UI is quick and clear, but oh my gosh, let's get away from the design that you made for the Wii 10 years ago, and let's move on to something that's a little more modern, please. I know you're Nintendo, but what is this? Come on.
It's supposed to be fun.
Okay, now I'm starting the game. Cool. Wait a second. Hold on. Are you telling me that this is how you spent since September?
Uh-huh.
You have been touting this as like, oh, it's the iOS game. This is just a game you made for the Wii and you ported it to the iOS. That's it. That's all you did. You made this for your other Nintendo hardware and you just put it on the phone. There's no way that you designed this specifically for the iPhone.
What's the first? Absolutely it's the first no Nintendo way. Game on the iPhone, Kenny. Come on.
I know. No, that's not. It's not.
You want
okay.
you I'm want the same experience. You want the same experience that you get on Nintendo's other consoles.
So the gameplay is fine. I like the gameplay. It's easy to learn.
What is
it's
it?
It's challenging.
Is it a continuous runner style.
Yeah,
game?
It's an endless runner. You run side to side. You jump. You do some moves in the air. And so it's an ongoing puzzle, basically. You're trying to find the best path without dying, which is just like Super Mario Brothers.
Just like life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You just can't go backwards. It's always
just like life.
Just like life. Exactly.
I'm getting this more and more. This sounds about right.
So let me send these three screenshots to you.
Great. Perfect.
Wait. Why can't I just airdrop this? There we go.
You could sign into Slack on your phone and then just send it straight away to me. That would be also an acceptable way of transmitting those files.
I'm sending these two. Okay.
Great.
I'm sending them right here.
We covered last time. Now I'm going to leave that. I'm going to leave that alone because I don't really care. Don't care that much about a new game on iOS that I probably won't play. I do have an iPad and iPhone, you know, residuals here at the at the Casa. I just don't. No interest. No interest at all.
My wife likes it. But she really likes Nintendo stuff. And I was trying to complain to her about the art style, and she's like, I don't care, it's Nintendo.
Right. Here we go. Okay, I see what you're talking about. It looks like Pokemon.
Oh yeah. I mean, I guess I shouldn't have expected something different from Nintendo, right?
Of course not. You're looking for classic Nintendo.
Nintendo. This is classic Wii.
If it looked like
it's the Wii.
Okay. All right. If it looked like iOS, I think you would lose your mind. You would say, "What is this? Why didn't Nintendo make it look like the other things that Nintendo makes?" Period.
But maybe make something that's a hybrid of both.
Or not.
Please.
It's a game. Oh. It doesn't have to look like anything. They can make their own user interface. GUI.
Yeah, I guess.
Speaking of GUI, can he tell me about Rogue One? Don't spoil it.
That's not.
Don't tell me anything about it. Just tell me something. How was your experience? Tell me about the theater. Tell me about where your seat was.
I sat about the middle up onto the right side, but in an IMAX theater, it doesn't really matter where you sit. Because you have the big screen in front of you. You're not really off to the side in this theater, which is nice. You reserve your seat, so I didn't have to wait in line or anything. We just showed up. We were actually one of the first people there at 6:15 for a 7 o'clock showing.
What?
Right, exactly.
Well, because it must have been the city that I was already in. Yeah, they already had their seats. They're not going to show up early. Just show up right when the movie starts.
I only had one person walk in front of me during the movie, and it kind of took me out of it because the guy was really smelly.
Oh.
And so he blocked my view. Not only did he block my view while I was watching the movie, but he also smelled. And so it was like, whoa, my senses are kind of firing on different levels here. My eyes are viewing something great in the movie, and then they're getting blocked, and then my nose is getting a terrible stench.
Right. This is
bad.
Watching Rogue One spelling Rogue Two, right?
Oh, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, it's really hard to not give away stuff if I want to talk about the movie.
No, but don't talk about the movie. Tell me what trailers were in front of it. Because we had some conjecture about the trailers.
I was absolutely wrong.
What?
I was wrong on all levels. Except, oh no. We did get the Dunkirk trailer. It came out on Wednesday.
Is that the fourth Star Trek movie?
No.
Finally, Kirk is done. Gosh darn it. It took forever.
That trailer came out on Wednesday, but I avoided seeing it because I wanted to see it on the IMAX screen.
God.
And it was good. But they played, let's see, they played the Transformers trailer, which is weird. So I think the trailers were less about it being a Disney movie and more about it being an IMAX movie. So I'm not sure that I got the same experience I would have gotten in another movie, but that could be that might just be, hey, they're putting out a Star Wars movie. Let's pay Disney a ton of money to put our film in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
So there was Transformers.
Okay.
They had the Guardians of the Galaxy 2
okay.
trailer, which we'd already seen.
Electric. Boogaloo.
They had the Fate of the Furious trailer.
Oh boy.
And so I was musing to my wife about all the things we had talked about on Tuesday's show.
You were talking in the theater?
No, I was whispering. It was during the trailer.
You took her out of the experience.
Kyle,
Plus, you smelled like Rogue Two.
I said, oh, look, it's Fate of the Furious. And she turns to me and she goes, I don't care. Yeah, and so then I just started telling her all about it.
To be fair, she says that about 98% of the things that you tell her anyway.
That's true,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, I don't care.
Let's see, what else did they play? Oh, they played the Pirates of the Caribbean. They played a trailer for that. But that trailer had come out like 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm. But also the movie's not out yet. So it,
no, definitely
it
not.
Makes sense.
But it wasn't a new trailer is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I feel like they should have had a lot of more new stuff in front of this. They didn't have the Spider-Man trailer, which was weird. But I guess that's Sony and Marvel and not Disney and Marvel.
All right. We're all wanting to know. Episode 8.
Nope.
Okay.
Really disappointed. No episode 8. No Thor Ragnarok. Really disappointed there.
Cars. That was my guess.
Nope. No cars.
What? Okay. Yeah, I don't trust you. I think you went to the wrong theater. You went to a theater that was stuck sort of back in time. Like Kyle? They still have the stuff from over the summer and
Rogue One is rated PG-13. Ain't no way they're going to put a PG Cars movie in front of a PG-13 movie. Well, I don't care if it's Disney.
I thought you said that the Cars movie was PG-13.
No, I said that would be cool if they did that and Lightning McQueen just like started bleeding oil and stuff.
Right.
Not going to happen.
Okay. Well, there goes that. I have no idea then.
So,
Did you like the movie? Let's just go there. I really liked the movie. Itself?
Okay. They did such a good job of capturing everything that makes Star Wars Star Wars. They cemented a lot of story points from either the original trilogy or stuff that you kind of always think, why is this way? And this movie kind of answers a lot of those questions. And I really don't want to spoil it.
Okay, then don't. Perfect.
But it is, you'll have to see it and you'll come out of that movie and you'll have this big grin on your face. I'm not kidding. At the end, I was beaming. Like when the credits went. Mm-hmm. Blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah. Oh yeah, I've got that. Where is it? Okay, there we go.
Now, do you want me to tell you if it started with the opening crawl?
Nope.
Okay. I won't tell you then.
For the fact that you said that, it must have not. You jerk. You freaking jerk.
But we had already talked about that, Kyle.
No, we have not talked about that.
We did.
I cannot believe you've completely ruined it.
Now, there
I'm
going to
get into the movie. What's going to happen now? I don't even know.
So there is something that we talked about on Tuesday's show that I predicted, I think.
Okay.
And is it a spoiler to say whether or not it came true?
Or it could go horribly wrong.
I'm not going to say what it was. I'm just going to say... I'm just going to say that I got something right.
Okay.
But you don't know what it is.
I don't even know. Why would you even say that?
You'll have to go back to Tuesday's episode, listen all the way through and go, was it when they talked about Vin Diesel being The Rock? Was it that? By the way, unrelated, I have Doritos roulette chips for Food Friday.
Are you? I don't even think we're doing Food Friday right now.
I wanted to go over this because I ate these last night.
This is 100% how we will end the show. Is it hot or not? What are we wagering?
So I tried these last night because I wanted to have a test run because I was really worried. So these are Disney. These are Doritos Roulette.
Disney Roulette is a completely different website. Do not go there.
Yeah, yeah. So Doritos Roulette. Attention, some chips are very hot. These are limited time only. The back here, I'll read you what it says on the back. Most chips are the Doritos nacho cheese flavor you love, .. But there's a hot chip in every handful. Do you dare eat another and risk getting burned?
Yes, absolutely.
Now I'm going to go full disclosure. The first chip I got out of the bag was a really hot one.
Yeah, good. Wonderful.
I pulled it out. I looked at it and I smelled it. I was like, this is just nacho cheese. Just stuck the whole thing in my mouth, started chewing. I was like, oh, I've made a terrible mistake.
Or it could go horribly wrong.
Exactly. So,
well, okay. So I'm going to guess hot or not.
And like,
let's go normal. I'm going to guess normal.
Normal for this first chip.
Yeah. Cause you had bad luck on your first round. That's
the thought process I had as well. Mm-hmm. I thought, oh, I had the first chip was hot. I'm going to have a few more that are not hot. And then I'm going to get back to a hot chip. Nope. Second chip. Super hot. Then I had a bunch of nacho chips that were fine.
Right, right. How much of that did you eat? You, hold on. How much of that did you eat?
Like three handfuls.
That's a lot. That's at least three hot chips, according to the description on the back.
There were more than three.
That's.
But the more nacho chips I had, the more non-hot chips that I ate. It lulled me into a false sense of non-hotness.
So I just didn't even know you could be lulled by Doritos. It's sort of
chip one.
How big is that? What in that?
Oh, this is broken off.
Oh, that's not fair. No, whole chip. Give me that whole chip. You can't just take a small little.
How about the larger piece that it broke off?
That is fair. I will say that is fair. Wait.
You already claimed hot.
I know, but are we going to wager something? I feel like we should.
My sanity?
Your life? That's pretty much that's all it is right now.
A remainder of my coffee that I'm going to need to douse the flame?
All right, fine. Go ahead. I say not.
Here. Oh, I thought you said hot.
No. I said not.
Oh, that's right. You said not.
They sound the same. Give me a little bit of crunch.
Chipotle.
Oh, that's a hot one.
No.
Yeah. It's in my throat.
Oh, no. Are you okay? Are you going with hot coffee on top of spice? No. Cold coffee.
Water.
Water.
Water is bad.
Water. I need coffee. Milk.
Oh. It just tastes like a regular nacho cheese chip. And then you eat it. And then you're like, it's totally fine. And you swallow it. And then all the spices go blah, 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 all the way down your esophagus.
Oh, no. It's like a time released sort of.
Yeah, it's less in your mouth and more in my throat. Mm. Oh.
Yeah. Well, good.
Let's try another.
So come on.
That's a regular one.
Okay. Thank goodness. But it's time release. It is like a spice grenade waiting to happen.
So it's just the coating of the chip, right? I assume at the bottom of the bag.
Oh, yeah.
All of them are hot.
Yep.
All of them.
Either that or the dust that's left over, that's going into a nostril. I know.
The dust at the end, yep. I want to remove from the bag and put it in like a salt shaker.
That's a good
and
idea.
Use it for other things.
Yeah, MSG. Can you pass the MSG, please? Just take a tiny little bit of that. Well, okay. I think we end it there.
I have a bag for you, so don't worry.
I'm ready.
So you'll be able to test this.
I feel
as
like
well.
We need to wager a little more than we have
for you?
Just right now. No, just in general.
Oh, I see.
Because it doesn't seem that hot. You're not still writhing in pain. It's one chip, you know?
It could definitely have been that chip was a not hot chip that got hot dust on it. And so I only got like a taste of the hot.
Because the first chip
was definitely hot.
Yeah, each chip needs to be individually wrapped for this to be fair.
Right.
And we separate them out later. Like
a question mark bag.
Yeah. You know what?
But I will say the first chip was remarkably hot. And it was like there was no nacho cheese dust on it. It was all just spicy dust. And that stunk. It was not fun. Because I thought, there's no way that could happen. Took the chip out of the bag, started eating it. I was like, this is kind of no. And I was screaming. And my wife was like, what is going on over there? And I said, I ate a spicy chip. And she just started laughing at me.
She said, I don't care.
No, she's laughing. Mm. She cared. She cared enough to laugh. I don't know how much that is.
Yep. Not very much. All right. Well, that's the end of the show. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll be back next week, probably, if you are still around and have not finished that entire bag of Doritos.
Yep, just lying on the floor.
Be sure. Yeah, that's fine. Just you can pull the microphone down that far. It's fine. Be sure to check out some of the other great shows over at the Good Stuff Broadcasting Network. We're doing a bit of work on goodstuff.fm right now. Hopefully, in preparation to continue some other great shows that you enjoy very much. I guess We're Grownups Now is back with a new episode, so please go check that out. Also, Three Guys, Three Questions has recorded, I believe, 2 episodes this week. So go do that as well. A very enjoyable program, in fact. Non-breaking Space and the At YouTube podcast to other shows on the network are ones you should check out as well. And that's about it. You should then also listen to this episode if you have not already in reverse. Have a great weekend. Goodbye.
Bye.